أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى. In the previous ayats we read where Allah tabaraka ta'ala said that how can a person after clear proofs have come to him not believe in Allah ta'ala, not submit and surrender to the will of Allah ta'ala. And referring directly there to Abu Jahl, that the clear signs of Allah have come and still he's stopping Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not only from propagating and teaching the truth but even from his namaz when he performs in the haram. So Allah says, how can that be possible? And yeah, also the warnings that came for Abu Jahl from Allah ta'ala, and which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also warned him of, which we had discussed yesterday. One important point there is also to note that Allah's punishment doesn't come immediately. Allah ta'ala, as it is said beautifully in Urdu, Allah ta'ala der hai andher nahi. Allah ta'ala, there is delay from Allah ta'ala, but it doesn't mean everything just going haphazardly by Allah. That a person is doing wrong and still he's just enjoying and he's going to keep on enjoying. A person does wrong and he's still enjoying, but eventually it catches up with him. Allah Ta'ala's system is like that very seldom does Allah catch a person immediately. When a person's gunas go over the limit and Allah gives enough time for tawbah and to correct one's life, but still a person doesn't make tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala takes a person to task. May Allah save us all. So Abu Jahl also, yeah, when he was in Makkah Sharif, with all his party which he boasted about, that we are in the majority, we have got strength, we are the greater party. And finally, then in that time of the Battle of Badr, there he was humiliated and killed in a very, very humiliating way. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ. Oh, bhala, dekh tu, agar hota nek raah par. Oh, the reader of the Quran Sharif, or directly to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah is addressing it, that see if the person is on the right track, a person is on hidayat. Oh, amara bi taqwa, ya siklata hai dar ke kaam. Or he is teaching the words of taqwa, the words of righteousness, the commands of righteousness. So consider a person who is on himself on hidayat. And together with that, he also is commanding people to do right. It is either one of the two or even both that he is on hidayat and also is commanding people to do right. How can such a person be opposed? How can such a person, people go against him? That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 100% on hidayat, and that he did the tabligh of deen and he commanded other people to be on that path also. So if we go and see the bare facts, the actual facts, the right facts, how can anyone then oppose Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? And this usually, or this wrong picture comes when other things are covering it up, and there are many side issues, and we pay important to the wrong things, to the side issues, then the basic truth is covered up and hidden. So yeah, Abu Jahl and all his people, the non-Muslims of Makkah al-Sharif, they were worshipping the idols, and these were the side things, the wrong things, and they gave that importance. And from that point they looked at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so they saw, na'uzu billah, that he is doing wrong. He is going against the community. Whereas if you see the bare facts, Allah is our creator. He is our nourisher, sustainer. He alone are we going to return to. And in that case, if we see the picture, a person who believes in this, and he teaches and propagates this, and he promotes this, how can anyone oppose him? So Allah Ta'ala draws out the picture very beautifully here, that how can any person, whether it's Abu Jahl or anyone till the day of Qiyamah, the truth, when a person is on hidayah and the person encourages other people, he teaches it, he makes tabligh of it, he conveys it to other people, how can people oppose him there? Yeah, again, we have to think for ourselves also, that people in our own household, somebody is doing the right thing, he is on hidayah and is commanding others to do the right, how can we oppose such a person? Whether it be at the time of a wedding in the family, and somebody tells us, let us do things the right way. There must be no extravagance. There must be no haram videoing, photo taking. There must be no haram music, intermingling of the sexes, and then we oppose that person. How can we do such a thing? The person who is on hidayah and is encouraging us to do the right, we must support that person. Not that we oppose that person. And if we are supporting him, then see, we are on the side of the Muslims right from the beginning who supported Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we are opposing him, then we are on the wrong side. We are on the side of these terrible enemies of Islam. And Abu Jahl, finally, what terrible end did he meet when he was really slain by two small boys? Though the actual work then was finally done by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he was then thrown into a ditch, into a well, with great, great humiliation. So always anyone that is on the truth and that is teaching the truth, we must support that person, we must not oppose him. Whether it is like a marriage example, whether he wants to keep a beard, a woman wants to be in parda, she wants to observe parda, never oppose these things. We should see and encourage the right and not discourage it. So this great lesson is also taught here in this ayah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.